You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
What?
All right, today we are not going to answer a question, but we're going to do our quick hitters.
Yeah.
Which we have never done a quick hitters episode on the New Churches podcast. Nope. Now, if you don't know, and if you have not yet subscribed to our other podcast, just pause and do that right now.
Five leadership questions.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, don't pause. Keep on listening.
Do it afterwards.
And don't cancel your subscription to this one.
No.
But go to the five, just look up five leadership questions or 5LQ, and you will find the podcast that Todd, Eric, Geiger, and myself do. For a while, it was you and Barnabas.
What was that guy's name?
Yeah. Barnaby Piper, but he has moved on to bigger and better things. Maybe not bigger and better, but other things. No, we love Barnabas. We do love Barnabas. But on that podcast, we would occasionally do these quick hitters, five questions to, you know, here are the questions. What is one thing you've read recently? What is one thing you've listened to recently? What is one tool or resource you've started using recently? Who is one person who has influenced you recently? And what is one lesson you've learned recently? So we would actually go through and have a great conversation on that, but we have decided to bring it to the New Churches podcast.
Yeah,
so here we go. Boy. We're starting the quick hitters. I don't know. There should be music. So James, our producer.
This is where you get creative, bro.
Yeah, man. It's up to you. It. Whatever music you want to play right now.
For quick hitters.
You got to play it for quick hitters.
You're out.
All right. So here's a question. You go first, Todd. What is one thing you've read recently?
Okay. Okay, so here's one question. Do you count, when somebody asks you what you read, do you count what you have read book-wise or what you've listened to book-wise?
Both.
I count both as well.
Totally.
Some purists I've heard are like, unless you take extensive notes in the front and back of your book.
Yeah, and some people, they're like, you need to read every single word in the book to say that you've read the book. But that's not true. Read How to Read a Book by Adler.
A to the men. That is one of the best books you can read, by the way, because it really will help you understand how to read a book.
Okay, so what's one thing you've read or listened book-wise, not podcast?
I've referenced this one just in the last podcast not too long ago. I read iGen, the 10 Trends Shaping Today's less rebellion, you know, oriented generation. I mean, it's about the new generation that's coming up, all the youngins.
That's good.
Also, The Organized Mind. So it's really, if you have listened to this very long, you know that I have difficulty sometimes organizing my thoughts. But it's thinking straight in the age of information overload.
That's awesome.
It is a really good book.
I'm going to have to do this.
Super good.
Is it an Audible or is it a read?
You can do it on Audible.
Okay. Am I going to miss a lot of charts and stuff? Or is it mostly?
You won't miss a ton of charts. It's mostly just blowing your mind on, you think you can multitask. You think all this stuff isn't affecting you, but it actually is. Mm. So just by having your phone on the table makes you dumber. If you have the phone in your pocket, it makes you smarter.
Huh.
Yeah. It doesn't matter even if it doesn't buzz, just having the phone. If it's buzzing, it's like somebody calling your name. Mm-hmm. It's that distracting. Hmm. It's like you're having a conversation or you're, you know, in deep work and it's like me going, Daniel.
Yeah, I could see that.
Hey, Daniel.
That's good.
See, that's how distracting that is.
Yeah, it is. How to Ruin Your Life by Eric Geiger by Boss Daddy.
Boss Daddy.
We'll link in the show notes to two things. I wrote a review on it on my site, and there's also a podcast that you did with Eric on it. So be sure to take a look at that. It's super, super timely in light of everything that's gone on in the news recently.
I'm reading it this weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm tweeting through it, and I just want to make sure that I've read a little bit of it, but I don't want to cheat too much.
Yeah. So be sure to pick that up. But that's not the book I want to talk about. I want to talk, and Todd, I think we haven't talked about this one yet, and I just read it last week. It's called Micro Trends Squared. Dude. Micro Trends Squared. No, I'm no joke. No joke. Micro Trends Squared by Mark Penn. It is insane. So the guy basically talks about these micro trends all the way through, just in, you know, love and relationships, health and diet, technology, lifestyle, politics, and work and business, and just what's happening around the world trend-wise.
Give me some trends.
All right. So this Second Fiddle Husbands is the very first chapter.
What's that?
And it's the micro trend of husbands not being the main dominant paycheck earner.
Really?
And that's actually, you know, stronger women on stronger career paths, the spouse are actually rising. And it's a micro trend where they're thinking even by 2023, graduation wise, that that females are going to outnumber male graduates by almost a half.
Oh, I mean, I know they're already outnumbering, but I don't know.
Yeah. So that's one trend. Another really, it's quite disturbing.
I do know a planter or two that has that they're wife is the main breadwinner.
Oh yeah, I know a ton of those guys. Totally. So that's a micro trend. Another one that was really interesting is the idea of independent marrieds. So this was quite disturbing.
That does sound disturbing.
Yeah, it's the idea that they're married, but that more and more marriages, spouses are actually going to sleep in separate beds. And there are a lot of people who do that, but no one talks about it.
Well, the interesting thing, though, is too, if you went back 100 years, mm-hmm. or if you go back in time, and so here's the question.
Yeah,
I've actually thought about this, and I've never had the opportunity to ask anybody or have a conversation about it. But so in the old, like 50s and older, you know, TV shows, movies, or whatever, they always had separate beds, and then they would
bring them together.
Occasionally bring the beds together.
Yeah.
What's that about? Or is that just a...
Yeah. I mean, there's one survey from the National Sleep Foundation that found nearly a quarter of married couples sleep in separate beds. And some people think they're underreporting, and it's closer to 30 to 40% of couples.
Hmm.
So anyways, we could talk about that forever.
That's a lot of beds.
Who is the National Sleep Foundation?
That's a good question.
Is it Serta and all of these mattress companies? Anyways, that's a book. It's fascinating. It's 400 something pages, but it was a really, really fascinating read.
Any other micro trends we should be aware of?
So there's a ton on the love and relationship side. There's a thing called, bots. Technology is kind of freaky right now, what they can do. So there's this one bot in China that I think Microsoft ended up buying. And this one bot, basically, it would learn how you are, and it would reflect you back to yourself in its responses to you. The idea was that it would be a companion. Anyways, when they tried it out in North America, basically a person who was suicidal, the bot was basically telling him to commit suicide because he was suicidal. So immediately, because it's reflecting back to yourself, your emotions. So immediately the trials were canceled, and they were like,
so.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the crazy thing with bots right now and AI.
Oh, AI is so amazingly scary.
Yeah.
People have no clue.
I know.
You need to read up on some AI. You should care about AI. When a guy like Elon Musk says, hey, AI is really scary, and I'm really concerned that we're going too far too fast. You should probably pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of scary.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you know what we're going to do? We have 5 questions and we've only answered one. We're going to answer one more, and then we're going to leave the next 3 to the next episode.
Okay.
All right. So the last question for today's quick hitters is, what is one thing you've listened to recently?
Is there less quick? You go.
Long hitters.
Yeah, I answered the first one.
Okay, so I am pretty, I've a million podcasts that I listen to. So that's what I want to talk about right now.
That's what I was going to talk about too.
Yeah. Podcasts. So we might overlap some, but the podcast that I really love listening to is one called the In Between Podcast. No, that's one that I do with my wife.
Is good though.
Thank you. Thank you. No, the one that I really like listening to is Business Wars.
Oh,
well, you said I could go first.
I did.
Okay, so Business Wars, if you haven't yet listened to, it is great. They have done three wars so far. One is Netflix versus Blockbuster and HBO. Another one is Nike versus Adidas. And the latest one is Marvel versus DC.
And it's good.
It is so good.
All of them
totally are geeking out. No, but just I didn't realize all the things about Marvel and DC and that DC was way bigger than Marvel. And I mean, I was never into reading the comics.
Me either.
But it's just fascinating to see how businesses
are
built. And
I'm not even terribly into movies, as most people know. But I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So Business Wars is one of the ones that I love listening to. Another one that I like listening to is
Masters of Scale. No.
Yeah, I was going to leave that one
I just wanted to make sure.
Okay, but you know what? This podcast, they haven't released an episode recently, so I don't know if they're done or not. But Battle Ready by Erwin McManus was pretty amazing. They only did 6 episodes, and the last one came out in February. So I hope they do more. But the fascinating thing about this podcast, now, Erwin McManus has been around for a long time, and I feel like he kind of goes in waves how much people are talking about him or not talking about him and such. But the guy is brilliant. And on this podcast, it's not his sermons. He basically just talks about, so one of them is how to think. So how he thinks is an episode. Mental health is another episode. Resilience. Resiliency is another episode. So it's just fascinating to learn more about the guy and how he thinks. So those are the two that I'd like to mention. How about you, man?
I will go back to Masters of Scale. Masters of Scale is awesome.
It sounds awesome with the tone of your voice.
Yeah. I'm looking at my other podcast too, trying to decide which one to lift up.
Okay, but what is Master? Who puts it on? What is
it
about?
I can't remember who puts it on, but they're brilliant.
The LinkedIn guy.
Yeah. I guess he's former LinkedIn.
No,
he is current LinkedIn.
Yeah, Reid Hoffman.
So he did one recently with Reid and Reid, because it was Reid Hoffman, and I think it was Reid, founder of PayPal, maybe?
Mm.
And that was really good. But basically, they go through and talk about how you scale businesses and things like that. The other one, in addition to Business Wars, as you've already mentioned, that I like is the How I Built This, which is similar. And that's an older one, and you probably already know that one because it's like an NPR podcast. The other one would be, there's a weird e-commerce one, e-commerce and retail that I listen to some, which sounds really lame, but I do work at Lifeway. I'm a director, and we do have a retail chain.
Yeah.
What podcast is that? And getting awesomer.
It is. Yeah. If you have not yet been to a Lifeway store, if there's a Lifeway store around you and you haven't been in the last few months, just go in.
And then it's about the summertime as well, you'll see even more changes.
Yeah. Seriously, just go in. It is being revamped no tomorrow. So that's going to be a fun one to go in and take your family to.
Sweet. That's all I got, man.
All right. Thanks for listening in. And on episode 286.
I got to mention one more.
Okay.
Which is I'm listening to David Platt's sermons at McLean Bible Church because, I got history there and it's just fun to see what he's doing.
That's cool. So you listen to him?
Oh, yeah. Every Sunday.
Awesome. Now, next episode, 286. So I know this is 284, but 285 is with Ed. So on 286, we will go through the last three questions of the quick hitters. Now, if you like this and you want to, you want me to do this with Ed as well, leave a review on iTunes and Apple Podcasts or shoot us a message on Twitter. And honestly, if there are any questions that you have on planting, multi-site, multiplication, leadership development, all aspects of church leadership, send them in at speakpipe.com/newchurches. Or if you're on newchurches.com on a desktop, then or a laptop, you can just hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. Now, I know there's sometimes recently there have been a few people who are like, oh, I don't know if I want to send a question in because what if you've already answered the question? Send it in anyway. If it's not good, we're not going to play it anyway. But just send it in because sometimes there are topics we talked about in the first 100 episodes where it's going to be different addressing them now because it's a couple years later. Well, thanks again for listening in and we will catch you next time.